Well, we are here with Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Bo Wolf here on the scene at the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And Tony, the second day of practice now in the books. And let's start by talking about one of the higher-rated players here, Danny Shelton, the big defensive tackle from Washington. He's been up and down a little bit this week. Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah, up and down is the best way to put it. I mean, he's big, 343 pounds, and he seemed very happy to be coming at 343 pounds. You know, he's got great power. He's got great explosion. He plays with a nasty attitude. He goes through the whistle. The problem is he's more of a one-trick pony. He puts his head down, and he just rushes ahead, straight ahead, and bull rushes, tries to bull rush over opponents. Doesn't use his hands well, and the scouts have, and the coaches have gotten a hand on him for that. And some of the offensive linemen, Ali Marpet of Hobart, Division III school, who just, you know, played with good technique, were, was able to stop him in his track. So I don't think he's the definite mid-first-round pick as many have perceived or predicted he's going to be.
Well, and listen, of course, you don't really judge a player necessarily on just a few of their snaps here at the Senior Bowl. It's really about the tape, but you do want to see how they rise to the level of competition. But how do you measure, how do you balance what you've seen here and what you see on tape?
Well, I think he's risen to the level of competition. I just don't think he's technically sound. And I think he needs a lot of work. And what's going to happen is teams are going to look at the tape from the Senior Bowl, see he doesn't use his hands well, see that he's basically a guy who just rushes straight up the field, and say, this guy may take a little longer than we first thought before he's ready to play on an NFL field. And as a result, his stock could slide a little bit.
All right. Well, yesterday you said a pair of potentially first-round offensive linemen had down days in your eyes. T.J. Clemmings from Pitt and Lyle Collins from LSU, both of them about 6'4", 305, 308. You thought they rebounded a little bit today.
Both of them. Clemmings is still a little bit stiff, which I was surprised by. He struggles to pick up the blitzers or even block the quick, swift, the speed rushers. But he did a better job today than yesterday. Collins, I thought, was also better. He wasn't getting beat to the inside like he was. But that said, I mean, a lot of people had said that Clemmings was a mid-first round choice. They thought that Collins was a top 12 pick. I just don't see it with these guys. I think maybe late first round, but I don't think that they have elevated the play or have played to the level of top half of round one prospects.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the day two risers in your eyes. One of them, a linebacker. Eagles fans thinking maybe the team will address the inside linebacker position through the draft. It could be Stephon Anthony from Clemson, 6'2", 245.
And that would be a good pick for them in the middle rounds. I mean, he's a complete linebacker. He's a three-down guy. He showed well in coverage here. He's also good in pursuit, was quick getting outside the numbers to the flanks and run coverage. Very tough. He's not afraid to really mix it up. A guy who I think has elevated himself, was underrated coming into the week the way maybe Clemmings and Collins were overrated. I think Stephon Anthony was a bit underrated, has really, really helped himself, I think, the past 2 days.
Auburn defensive lineman Gabe Wright weighed in at 6'3", 299 on Monday, or on Tuesday, rather. On Wednesday, he showed up big time.
Explosive. I mean, no one could stop him. Fires off the snap, beats opponents with that first step, is able to move left and right, not just a straight line guy. You know, unlike, say, Danny Shelton, the guy who uses his hands, runs over opponents, or gets around them with a variety of moves, and that's the sort of versatility. He doesn't have Danny Shelton's size, probably doesn't have the ability to control the line of scrimmage as Shelton does, but he's a playmaker. He's a penetrator. He's a guy who gets behind the line of scrimmage. I think that's really helped Gabe Wright.
Finally, the assumption with small school guys, especially skill guys on the outside, wide receivers, is maybe that they're raw, they're going to need some polish. That is not the case with Justin Hardy from East Carolina. He is one of the more polished receivers here.
Yeah, I wouldn't really consider him a small school guy, but you know what? He doesn't have the great measurables, which is just barely 5'10", I believe 190 pounds at weigh-ins. He's not a fast guy. He is just a terrific receiver. Runs good routes, comes back to the ball, extends his hands, and makes the reception away from his frame. Great focus, great concentration. Has made all the receptions, you know, when battling defenders, has won out more times than not. Really, hands of glue. And I think what's going to happen with Justin Hardy, somebody's going to say, listen, we're going to push aside the fact that he's not real big, he's not real fast. We're going to take him in that third or fourth round area because he can be a very good, productive third receiver at the next level, either on the flanks or in the slot.
Lastly, Tony, one player you want to see a little bit more from this week, Deion Barnes, the pass rusher from Penn State.
Yeah, and as I said during the preview on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, a lot of people felt he made a mistake entering the draft, and I think it's been proven thus far. You know, he comes out of a three-point stance. If a blocker gets his hands on him, the game's over. Today he did some drills at linebacker, kind of looked lost, was not fluid, was not effective in space. I just don't know where Deion Barnes fits in. Is he a designated pass rusher? Is he a guy you're going to use at 3-4 outside linebacker? It's going to take some time before he's ready, and a guy like that's going to slip late into the draft.
All right, well, we'll see if the Philadelphia product can turn it on the rest of the week here at the Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.